Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Mark Smith and Richmond Chiropractic Neurology. And now the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. The good, the bad, and the not so good on saturated fats. Yes, it can be confusing because contrary to what you might think, all saturated fats are not bad for you. Part of the confusion stems from an article published in 1970 by Dr. Ansel Keys that compared the fat intake of Americans to six other countries and concluded that Americans ate the most fat and also had the greatest number of deaths from heart disease. Unfortunately, Keyes' research was flawed, and so were his conclusions. Cholesterol can actually be good for you. It's used to make all hormones and functions as an antioxidant. On the other hand, processed fats are not good for you, especially the hydrogenated variety. So being mindful of different kinds of fat and your intake can make all the difference in keeping your diet healthy. Next, a warning on safety in household electronics that can cause severe danger. Those button batteries that are used to power remote controls, greeting cards, toys, and other electronics are a hidden danger. The flat silver discs, if ingested, can cause serious problems, including death. Lithium cell batteries have been a common problem for children and elderly adults that mistake them as candy or medication. Now it's being reported that these smaller button batteries can be removed by a child or fall out of an electronic device without being noticed, and are especially hazardous because caretakers don't realize they've been ingested. While it's a danger to ingest them, the real hazard results from the electrical current that can be set off even after the battery is removed. And when I come back, a look at the drug company that passed a rejected medication to another company, and why you no longer need to wait to find out how much exercise is recommended to control weight gain.
Permanent health problems often result from simply treating symptoms without taking the time to address the underlying cause of the problem. That's why we so strongly recommend regular spine and nervous system evaluations, not just when symptoms develop. It's easier to maintain good health than it is to restore it once it's gone. Chiropractic is a safe and effective way to recover and maintain your health. If you want your family to be their healthiest, call Dr. Smith at 804-897-9194. Now back to the news.
You'd think that a drug that was rejected by the FDA would no longer end up in the hands of consumers. But if you're the largest pharmaceutical company in the world that stands to make a large profit, you might find a way around that. A special investigation by CNN found this to be true when they looked into the drug Bextra, which was to be used as a treatment for extreme pain. While it was approved for arthritis and menstrual cramps, it was rejected in higher doses for acute surgical pain. That didn't stop Pfizer from marketing the drug as effective for what it was rejected for. Before it was taken off the market, Pfizer earned $1.7 billion in profits from prescriptions that had been written for Bextra. Faced with fraud charges and being excluded from Medicare and Medicaid, Pfizer set up another company and then cut a deal to have the other company take the rap. When you're as big as Pfizer, it appears you can get away with... use your imagination. And here's our last story, and one well worth waiting for. Losing weight and keeping it off as you age is especially difficult. Harvard researchers found that women who were of normal weight that did 7 hours of moderate exercise every week, walking, leisure bicycling, dancing, and playing with kids, would not gain any weight, whereas women who were of normal weight who did not get 7 hours per week would. This was not a question of exercising versus not exercising. This was a question that the 7 hours was critical, and that anything less did not do the trick. If you are overweight, 7 hours of exercise would stop you from gaining, but it would not do anything to get rid of the excess weight you already had. That would require much more exercise. The bottom line is, the best course of action is to maintain your ideal weight, because trying to lose weight is much more difficult than trying to maintain your weight. And lastly, as always, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. The fastest growing nail is on the middle finger, and the nail in the middle finger of your dominant hand will grow the fastest of all. Why is not entirely known, but nail growth is related to the length of the finger, with the longest fingers growing nails the fastest and the shortest the slowest. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Mark Smith and Richmond Chiropractic Neurology. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.